This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. It's the first week on the job for the new director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Alan Lowe comes to Springfield by way of Texas, where he was founding director of the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum. I went to the museum this week and met with Lowe in his new office.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Welcome.
I want to begin by asking you, does the director of a museum like this, dedicated to one person, do you have to feel a sense of personal kinship with that individual?
Well, I certainly do. You know, I grew up in Kentucky. I always say one of my first memories is going to the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. So he's always been someone I've admired, who's at the very top of my list of admired Americans. So I definitely do feel a kinship. I think, you know, when I've worked at the other presidential libraries, you can't help but do that in a way because you're around that story every day.
Now, you were the founding director of the Bush Library in Texas.
Sure, that was a very interesting process, to say the least. I went down there very early on. At the very end of the Bush administration, they asked me to do that, so I was part of the design process for the building.
So the ground hadn't even been broken yet.
That's right. So that they had just hired an architect and started discussions with Bob Stern. They had hired a museum designer, but had just started those discussions as well. So I was part of that, put together a great team of National Archives employees. That's part of the National Archives system. And slowly but surely built the place for a great dedication. And then we've been a very busy library ever since. Well over 1 million visitors since opened, I guess, now 3 years ago. So to the public. Really an amazing experience working with the President and Mrs. Bush, working with a great private foundation there, like we have a wonderful foundation here, and putting together, again, what we wanted to be a big resource for the people of America. It taught me, again, the importance of partnerships. At the Bush Library, when you go down, you see it's a terrific partnership with the Bush Foundation and with Southern Methodist University. So that's one thing that excites me about here is reaching out and seeing what partners we already have, what other partners we can add, and making sure we have those connections.
You mentioned the National Archives and Records Administration. Most presidential museums, other than the Lincoln Museum, are part of that. That brings the weight of the federal government behind it. Here in Illinois, obviously, we're struggling in some ways even to keep the lights on at the prisons right now, given the financial crisis. Did you have any reservations about coming from a sort of big federal system into a state that's arguably having some really difficult times right now?
I certainly knew about those difficult times, but I must be honest, as I talked to people going through the process here, being interviewed and so forth, I saw a great level of support for the Library and Museum. Obviously, the legacy of Lincoln is important to everyone in this state. So I felt confident in that regard. And again, it was irresistible to come here and be part of this institution, to be part of the Lincoln legacy, and to be part of Springfield. So I knew about those issues, but I'm very excited to be here.
Do you have concerns about the financial stability of this institution?
No, you know, again, as we went through the process for my interviews, I was assured that, you know, there is support for it, people on both sides of the aisle and throughout the state love the Library and Museum. And so I'm keeping a very positive view of that. And again, we also have great support from our private foundation. So I just want to keep a focus on the future and figure out how we get from here to there to do great things.
Our Speaker of the House here in Illinois, Michael Madigan, took a personal interest in this institution a couple of years ago, to a lot of people's surprise, I think, and decided he wanted it to be its own independent state agency. Have you met with the Speaker at all in your initial days here or in the interview process?
No, I have not. I have not had the opportunity. I want to, but no, not so far. The last couple of days have been a whirlwind. So I've been mainly doing meetings right here in this office. Right?
Much like this one, I imagine. Do you have an opinion on, or have you heard any sense of where that might be headed?
No, and I don't have an opinion. And I've said at this point, I just want to make sure that I'm looking here at this library museum and how it's functioning. Are we doing things the best way we can in this moving forward with that? So that's where I am on that issue.
I think there will be some people out there who say, why is the state of Illinois, when it can barely pay its bills, in the business of memorializing even a great figure such as Abraham Lincoln from the past? Can you make the case for why it's important for the state, for government, to pay for this sort of activity?
And certainly, you know, we heard those concerns with the federal system of National Archives. You know, when the federal budget was in difficulty, why are we giving money to presidential libraries? I would say, first of all, it is an important legacy, the Lincoln legacy, for all the citizens of the state. Obviously, a great citizen of Illinois. So, you know, kind of an intellectual way, that's an important thing to do. I would say the more kind of grounded view is this institution does good things for the community. I'm going to make sure it does even more. So looking at how we can not just bring in museum visitors who are important, but also reach out to school students and be a help to local and state teachers. You know, how can we be that kind of positive force? And I think there's also an economic impact that we have in terms of bringing tourism in and so forth. So I think there is a real kind of quantifiable positive impact that we have as well.
I presume you've had time to walk around the museum. Anything jump out at you as a highlight, low light, anything in between?
A lot of highlights. You know, I want to do this more. I've said I want to, over the next few weeks, go through there with a good eye and take a look at things. But right away, it's a truly spectacular exhibit, I think. And the immersive quality is what jumps out at me most of all, where you know, again, great artifacts, great research has gone into it. You learn a lot, but also the kind of immersive elements of going through and, you know, walking into the early cabin with Lincoln, that type of thing. It's a different type of experience, and I think a type of experience that can reach a lot of different people in a way that's very lasting. So I think that's my biggest impression so far.
And that's one of the things that was a little controversial when the museum opened, right? The idea, I think it was Bob Rogers' company, the former Disney Imagineer, comes in, and you know, there were some critiques that maybe it was a little bit overly immersive, if you will, a little less on the scholarship side.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with that. I certainly respect people's differing opinions. But I think, and throughout my whole career, I thought, you know, you don't have to have one or the other. You know, and if we can, through some entertainment, with good research as its foundation, and using good artifacts and so forth to help tell the story, but have that entertainment value, then you reach a lot more people than you would otherwise. And that's really what we're all about, right? Bringing in people, teaching about history, engaging with a whole diverse set of audiences. So I love it.
As you're walking through, anything that jumps out at you is something that this is what I want to tackle first. In terms of the exhibits, I've heard critiques over the years of the Tim Russert. Tim Russert's been passed for quite a while now. Maybe that needs some updating.
The chaos of a four-way presidential race continues as the campaign of 1860 stumbles toward election day.
The Tim Russert, you know, I've heard that from a couple people, but I got to say the other side of that coin is, you know, you could replace the Tim Russert video right now with a journalist, and nothing against your profession, but in 5 years people would say, we don't know this person, or people coming in now might not know that person if they don't pay much attention to the news. So again, that is the kind of thing. I want to go around with our staff. I want to look at what visitors are saying. I want to, you know, talk to our foundation. I want to make sure I get all that input and see, okay, is that really something we need to think about changing? Or is it something that our visitors seem to like? So that's where it's really going to come down to.
We've been through the 10th anniversary of the museum now, which coincided with the anniversary of the end of the Civil War. We've been through a lot of the Lincoln anniversaries. How do you continue to attract visitors without those sort of big news pegs?
First of all, we need to take a look at our special exhibit program. And you know, they do great special exhibits here. What are we doing that will intrigue people to come for the first time, or certainly to come back again if they've been here before? So that's a big part. I certainly learned that at the Bush Library. It's something we put a lot of focus on. The other thing I also learned is that we need to make sure people know we're here and what we have to offer. So that marketing is part of that process as well. But, you know, I never really worry about Lincoln getting lost in those things, because he's still so relevant to us in multitudes of ways today. And it's just, how do we make sure we're hitting all those points of that relevance for people?
Alan Lowe is the new director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.